I can say by and large, the area of Greater Western Balgazar is calm, and that is a very, very welcome development for all of us. If you give me a few moments, I would just want to dwell on a couple of things that happened in the last couple of weeks. As you know, we had some conflict going on between cattle keepers and farmers in the Jur River area, also affecting some parts of Tonj, as well as parts of Gogria. But as you may be aware, in the first week of this month, the three governors of Tonj, Gogrial, and Wau convened their communities and had a peace conference in Wau, which attracted over 300 people. And these were not only the state leadership, but also the local communities, frontline communities that were affected by the conflict. And it was a 4-day conference that happened in Wau. And after the conference, there were a number of resolutions agreed on. Of course, focused on normalizing relations and ensuring that peace returns and people go back to their normal activities. 23 resolutions were agreed on. But of course, the crux of the matter is now, how do you implement those resolutions?
Yes.
So on the 16th of this month, again, the three governors convened in Wau together with their security committees and UNMISS to discuss how to implement those resolutions. And from the discussions, there were four critical resolutions that we have to start with. One is making sure that there is adequate engagement with the frontline counties and communities to disseminate the resolutions agreed on in the peace conference. Second was to start for the organized forces to start on a civilian disarmament process. Third was to ensure that the Intercattle Migration Committee is supported by the three states to go back and review what went wrong in the Maraibai agreement, because there is already an existing agreement that regulates cattle migration, and that that committee would be strengthened to look at those issues. And then the fourth is to have a fact-finding committee, that would go to all those counties and establish what went wrong, what was destroyed, and who were the people responsible for that. Then after those, that would kick in the implementation process of accountability, implementation process of compensation, and all the other issues. So right now, all partners in the coming weeks and months will be focused on ensuring that those recommendations are implemented.
Great.
But by and large, the situation now is calm.
Yes, and in all this, what is the role of UNMISS? What exactly is UNMISS involved in?
Yeah, of course, starting point is we facilitated the conference, both technically and financially. But beyond just the conference, right now, for instance, in the four tasks I've mentioned, we are heavily charged with the responsibility of supporting the engagement with communities to disseminate the agreement, supporting the revision of the Maraibai agreement, as well as supporting the fact-finding committee to establish what actually happened. And I must mention that we do this together with the UNMISS Kwajok Field Office.
Great. And you mentioned there was already an agreement, which is the Maraibai Agreement, and the agreement was supposed to solve the, you know, conflict between the cattle keepers and the farmers, but didn't work out. What is different with this particular peace agreement and all this resolution? What is different? What changed?
Of course, nothing has changed in the agreement by up to this point. However, That's why the focus is on going back to communities to find out why is it that you did not respect this agreement? What is it that you are not happy about in the agreement? Where are the weaknesses? And from where I sit, I find the biggest weakness in having functional mechanisms for regulating the contents of the agreement, to the extent that if somebody does something that is contrary to the provisions of the agreement, there is a functional mechanism for holding them to account. And that's where things start small. Somebody does not fulfill what is required, then it starts small, and then it eventually builds and breeds into a bigger conflict. Mm-hmm. Even in February, when the issues started within the Kwajena Mapere area, it started as a small incident, and they kept piling. So having those mechanisms in place is where we'll be putting focus.
Great. Let's talk briefly about the humanitarian situation and assistance there. It is the rainy season. Roads, transport, and the transport of people and goods in the area. What is the general humanitarian situation in these areas that you work?
Yeah, first and foremost, you've just been having Ocha in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Ocha is the best place to answer that. But again, from where I sit, I can offer highlights.
Mm-hmm.
I think the humanitarians have really done great in responding to a couple of humanitarian issues. The head of Ocha has just talked about measles, which also affected the POC and the collective sites in Wau. I think that has been brought to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, in the last couple of months, we had over 20,000 people displaced in the Jiu River area. There has been adequate, significant assistance to those people in terms of food, shelter, and all the immediate needs. But most importantly,
mm-hmm.
FAO has done a good job in distributing seeds and tools all the way from Wau up to Raja. And this is something we've been really working and coordinating with them very well. I'm really, really pleased with the work they've done. And we are hoping, since the people of Western Balgazar by and large are cultivators, we are hoping that in the coming harvest season, we will get out of phase 4 of the IPC.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have at least significant food. However, this can only happen if we have a peaceful environment. So the events that happened in the last 3-4 months in the Jiu River area certainly will affect production, because people who are in displacement cannot have access to food production like they would if they were in their own homes.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's an area that was always good at food production, but unfortunately this season we will not get much from there. But the rest of the area is calm. Seeds, tools have been distributed. So we hope we'll be in a better IPC situation after the next harvest than we are today.
Great. Sam, just before you go, what are some of the activities that ANMIS are involved in right now there that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, I think mostly, of course, our major focus is to ensure that the Jiu River area, the conflict that emerged between cattle keepers and farmers is brought to a halt. And to that, we are engaging, like I said earlier, with all the stakeholders to ensure that we implement the contents of the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, we are also supporting medium to long-term reconciliation efforts. That notwithstanding, we continue to support confidence and trust building between the IO and the government in the area, and of course doing all the other aspects of human rights monitoring and supporting delivery of assistance to the displaced people.
Some